Every week here on KNKX, we tell stories from around the Northwest on our show Sound Effect. Every week, there's a theme, and this next story is about bugs in the system. Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer has more.
My name's Jeff Bradley. I'm the collection manager of mammals at the Burke Museum.
You're also, as part of your professional role, you manage a team of volunteers, a very important team here.
I manage a couple teams of volunteers, and including this one team that you're about to meet.
So they're right on the other side of this door?
Two doors, yeah.
Two doors?
Yeah.
So are these volunteers or prisoners?
Well, they could leave if they wanted. And one of my jobs is making sure they don't want to leave. And we do that by keeping them fed.
All right, let's go meet them.
Okay. Whew. Get on that.
It is ripe in here. All right.
Oh, man.
So I'm Gabriel Spitzer. You're listening to Sound Effect on KNKX 88.5. And I think it's time we understand what these volunteers are and what they're doing before I, lose my lunch.
Well, this is a colony of dermestid beetles. They're sometimes called hide beetles, and they are the species of museum beetle that we have to clean our bones. When the beetles are done with the bones, the flesh is all gone, and they're just a pile of disarticulated bones that are ready for us to put into a box or vial.
So we're standing over a big sort of stainless steel, big reach-in freezer that you might keep in the back of a restaurant. And inside, we have the bones of, looks like maybe a dozen different things. What's in here?
Well, this is a marten here, a forest weasel, a fairly large forest weasel, came from Mount Rainier National Park, and he came to the Burke. He's one of our newer specimens. We have a ringed seal in the corner. You can see that rib cage there.
And the larvae are the hardest workers, right, on this little team?
Yes, the adults do some work in there in terms of cleaning the flesh, but it's mostly the larvae that are doing most of the cleaning.
Are they any danger to you or humans?
Well, not necessarily a danger to us. However, they are museum pests. They're known as museum pests. They will eat anything that used to be alive. So obviously, if they were to escape into this mammal collection where we're standing right now, they might eat some of the mammal skins we have in these cases. Also, if they were to escape into other parts of the building. So it's really important to keep them here inside the colony. That's why we have the heated door jamb and the sticky traps and all the tanglefoot to make sure we don't have any escapees. But the main way we prevent escapees is by keeping them fed.
And where are these specimens coming from? I mean, you seem like you have a constant supply of dead things.
A lot of those are local animals. Maybe they've been salvaged by members of the public or by researchers.
When you say salvaged, are we talking like roadkill and stuff?
By salvage, I mean an animal that's dead before the Burke gets involved.
Why do you want them?
Every time we put a specimen into a case, that is a snapshot in time. So that is a member of that species from that location, from that date. And scientists who want to go back and study what were the mammals like here in 2017 can go back to a museum and pull out drawers full of specimens that were actually from that time period.
And you need beetles to reduce the volume.
We need beetles to help keep things into small boxes, help things fit into small boxes, yeah.
Is it possible to close mic them real quick? How would you describe that sound?
You know, I would describe that as a light rain, maybe hitting a metal roof or some sort of thin roof and just a light sprinkling. And it's constant and it's all around you.
To me, they sound like Rice Krispies. Well, we're going to hear stories of bugs from all over the place today. Our theme today is bug in the system, everything from a cybersecurity glitch to a sperm bank for bees. That's coming up right here on the show, so don't go away.